effectively what we're doing is exactly what we've always done, but instead of putting tumor antigens in, we're just putting virus antigens in. So we are well within our kind of comfort zone in terms of the technology and the techniques that we're using to do the vector engineering. You know, we call ourselves the virus tinkerers, our Twitter group. And that's what we do. We tinker around with viruses for therapeutic benefit. So really what we're doing now is just doing a bit more genetic modification of some of these viruses that we think might be useful. And we think, you know, based on our timelines for other things we've produced, it typically will take us probably with a fair wind 2 months to be able to produce our first research grade vaccines for evaluation. So I don't think we'll have everything. I'm absolutely clear about that. I think we will have the first and the easiest to make of our viruses will be coming through in about 2 months' time. And so by that point, we'll have a crude prepper virus that we all have banded and purified in the lab. I think it will take, you know, a few more months after that before we've got the full set that we're interested in. But as soon as we've got the first ones in, we can start to work up some assays to look at the immunogenicity of those products. What does that mean? That means that basically, actually, there's a good chance we may just hand it over to the immunologist at that point. We'll certainly be working with them. What we'll do is we will be injecting almost certainly those viruses into mice, looking to see that they express this coronavirus protein, and then seeing what the immune system in those mice, how it changes, and whether the mouse immune system is raising an immune response against that coronavirus protein. Now, mouse is a very limited model in terms of challenge. So what I mean by that is that you can't give mice coronavirus and then see whether the vaccine is protective, because the coronavirus doesn't infect mice. Okay, so you need a different model for that. That's not something we're likely to be doing in our facilities here, but that's something that we'll certainly be working with pretty much anyone who wants to do it, to be honest. This isn't something I feel a huge amount of ownership over. I feel my role here is to make the tools and do what we can reasonably do in the fastest time possible, and then hand it over to the expert